Good morning. This tree reminded me when Joanne and I first got married. We lived in a 700 square foot, one bedroom apartment. And that Christmas, we decided to host our family in a small apartment for a Christmas celebration. We couldn't afford a tree at regular price, so we held off until the night before Christmas. I went out and found the biggest tree I could find and brought it home, and it took up almost two-thirds of our living room space. One-fourth. Okay, maybe half. Third. That's what it feels like. Anyway, it reminded me of that. Anyway, I thought it was funny. But it's great to be with you this morning. This morning we are going to talk about an Ebenezer moment. I'm not sure if you've all heard of the word Ebenezer. I don't know if you know what it means or where it came from. But for sure, we're not talking about Ebenezer Scrooge from A Christmas Carol, the movie, right? That's where most people, I asked Joanna that yesterday, she said Ebenezer Scrooge, so no, that's not where it came from. But it is a biblical Ebenezer. A biblical Ebenezer, a powerful symbol of God's faithfulness, which serves as a testimony to his presence in our lives. You see, we all have moments like this in our lives where we have significant transition moments that marks God's faithfulness. Those moments when we realize we did not make it on our own, when God stepped in and carried us through it or provided a way when there was no way. Those are our Ebenezer moments. The word Ebenezer means stone of help. It comes from the story of Samuel and the Israelites in 1 Samuel chapter 7. It is a story that reminds of us that God's faithfulness and work in our lives are worth remembering. So as we study this passage today, I want to encourage each of you to reflect on your own life. Where has God intervened in time of need in your life? How can you mark those moments as a reminder of God's goodness and faithfulness? And how can these markers inspire others to trust God? Hopefully by the end of this message, that you will be able to, you will be ready to mark your own Ebenezer moment and celebrate God's faithfulness in your life. So let's take a look at 1 Samuel chapter 7, verses 10 through 13. I'm going to read it. He says, verse 10, says, while Samuel was sacrificing the burnt offering, the Philistine drew near, engaged Israel in battle. But on that day, the Lord thundered loudly against the Philistine and threw them into such panic that they were routed before the Israelites. The men of Israel rushed out to Mizpah and pursued the Philistines, slaughtered them along the way to a point below Beth-Kar. Then Samuel took a stone and set it up between Mizpah and Shin, and he named it Ebenezer, saying, thus far the Lord has helped us. Thus far the Lord has helped us. So the Philistine was subdued and they stopped invading Israel's territory. Throughout Samuel's lifetime, the hand of the Lord was against the Philistines. There's a lot in that passage, and we'll break it down a little bit. The word Ebenezer first appeared in the Bible, actually in 1 Samuel chapter 4, verse 1. In this initial mention of the word Ebenezer, Ebenezer was not a physical stone, but rather it was a place. The verse says, "Now the Israelites went out to fight against the Philistines. The Israelites camped at Ebenezer and the Philistines at Aphek." Now, fast forward. At this time in 1 Samuel chapter 7, the Israelites were engaging in battle with the Philistines. And they had suffered devastating defeat. About 4,000 men were killed in battle. So in this desperation, the Israelites decided to do what? They decided to bring out, of all things, the Ark of the Covenant from Shiloh to the battlefield, believing that having the Ark of the Covenant will guarantee a victory. What is the Ark of the Covenant? The Ark of the Covenant was the most revered and sacred artifact in Israel, right? A gold-covered wooden chest that held the remnants of the Ten Commandments and other symbol of God's covenant with Israel. However, instead of winning the battle, the Israelites suffered a massive defeat, which including the Ark of Covenant being captured by the Philistines. This tragic event really marked a very low point in Israel's spiritual and national history. It revealed their misplaced faith in the physical ark rather than in the living God. However, this event set the stage then for later repentance and renewal under Samuel, which the word Ebenezer will take on a redemptive meaning rather than a place of defeat. Let me say that again. The Ebenezer, the word, takes on a different meaning, a meaning of redemption rather than a place of defeat. The Ebenezer stone in 1 Samuel 7 is a memorial set up to signify God's divine help and intervention. The word Ebenezer came from the Hebrew word Eben, which means stone. I think there's a slide on that. And Ezer, which means help. It means the stone of help. Stone of help. It is a marker that serves as a tangible reminder of God's faithfulness in the past and encouraging his people to trust him in the future. To understand the significance of this Ebenezer stone, we need to understand the background story in 1 Samuel chapter 7. You see, at this point, the Israelites were in the cycle of defeat over and over again. They were in despair because for over 20 years, they had been under the oppressive rule of the Philistines. And it's during this time that the Israelites has turned away from God as well. They began to worship idols, betraying their covenant with God. Their disobedience and idolatry led them to their suffering year after year after year, and is separated from God's blessings. The Israelites were lost. They were abandoned, and they were powerless. But then something shifted. Under Samuel's leadership, a spiritual awakening began to take place among the Israelites. You see, Samuel is a spiritual leader. He began to call people to turn from their wicked ways and return to the Lord. Samuel confronted that idolatry and challenged them to get rid of their idols and call the people to repentance and to worship the one true God. See, Samuel guided the people to Mizpah at the time, a place of assembly and prayer, where the Israelites fasted, they confessed their sins, and rededicated themselves to worship and serving the Lord alone. That in itself was an Ebenezer moment. An Ebenezer moment, a turning point, a moment of surrender before God. It was here that in their brokenness that the Israelites acknowledged the dependency on God's mercy and power. That their act of repentance and turning back to God set the stage for divine intervention in a new chapter in their history. Now, as they prayed and repented, the Philistines saw an opportunity. They saw an opportunity to attack the Israelites. But God intervened in a miraculous way. We saw in this passage that we read that the Lord thundered from the sky with a loud thunder against the Philistines, threw them into confusion and panic, and enabled Israel to achieve a great victory. Right? So this victory was not because of Israel's power, but because of God's divine intervention. It was after this victory that Samuel set up a stone of remembrance, and he named it Ebenezer, which again means the stone of help. And he declared, "Thus far, the Lord has helped us." This stone was not just a pile of rocks. It was a monument, a marker of gratitude, and a reminder of God's faithfulness in their lives. You see, in each and every one of our lives, there are pivotal moments when we can clearly see the hand of God guiding us through challenging times. These moments serve as markers of his faithfulness, reminding us that we were never alone, even in our darkest hours. Perhaps it was a time of financial uncertainty, right? And when God provided in ways that you couldn't even imagine, perhaps through an unexpected job or resources arriving just when you needed the most. Or maybe it was during a season of heartbreak or loss, when the overwhelming peace of God comforted you in your grief, helping you to move forward. Think back those moments of healing, whether it is physical, emotional, or spiritual, where God brought restoration and hope. Maybe it was a time of uncertainty when you didn't know which path to take, and God's guidance became evident through even closed doors, divine encounters, or a sudden clarity that led you to where you are today. After losing my father-in-law and my mother during the COVID season in 2020 and 2021, in early 2022, Joanne and I began to talk about the possibility of moving back to Southern California to be close to family. There were many complications, however, that stood in our way. The first domino that needed to fall, so to speak, was that Joanna needed to find a job, a teaching job in Southern California. Now, not just any teaching job. Joanna teaches culinary arts, and there are just not many of those positions open or available, right, in schools. Not only did we need a job in culinary arts, we needed to find a job. She needed to find a job in Orange County. We needed to be in Orange County because we wanted to be close to Joanna's mom. We wanted to be close to her, right? So that was important. So we began to pray for God's leading and open doors for an opportunity for her. And it was during that period of discernment that one day she saw an opening A job opening for a culinary arts teacher at Aliso Viejo Middle School. And she was so excited because the school was literally 10 minutes from mom, right? So with lots of enthusiasm, she applied for the position online, and a couple of months went by. She didn't hear anything back. At that time, there were no other openings also in other places in her subject area. So we began to wonder, is it in God's will for us to move? Are we meant to stay in the Bay Area a little longer? Does God have other plans for us? And we probably even wonder at some point, did God even hear our prayers? As the school year was becoming to an end, we had a decision to make. Joanna had a decision to make. Joanna decided to give it one more try. So she decided to send the principal at Aliso Viejo a personal email just to inquire about the opening. To be honest, we didn't have a lot of hope because since so much time has gone by and thinking the position was probably already filled. I remember she sent that email in the middle of the week, and surprisingly, she immediately received a very enthusiastic reply from the principal informing her that the position was still open with some complications that needed to be worked out. And they would like to speak with her. Just a few days later, she had an interview over Zoom. And just a few days later, she received a job offer, which set the course for our move back to Southern California. That was an Ebenezer moment for us. A miracle. An Ebenezer moment, right? That marked God's faithfulness. God intervened when doors seemed to be closed. A confirmation of God's plan for us. Joanna's now in her third year at Aliso Viejo Middle School. She tells me all the time, she is so happy and grateful every day to go to work with her colleagues, and to have this opportunity. By the way, Joanna is also too humble to tell people this, but as a husband, as a proud husband, I'm gonna tell you that on Friday, it was announced that she was just named Teacher of the Year for her school. So congratulations. Well deserved. You know, these are not random events. These are spiritual Ebenezers, markers of God's unchanging faithfulness and presence in our lives. By remembering these moments, we are reminded that the same God who carried us through the valleys in the past will sustain us in the challenges today and the uncertainties of tomorrow. These markers are a reminder of the one who is always faithful. There are three points that I'd like to make on the significance of the stones. Number one is the stone is a symbol of God's faithfulness. A symbol of God's faithfulness. Do I have the next slide?
It won't.
Okay, no problem. The Ebenezer stone reminded Israel of God's intervention in their darkest hours. It testified to the fact that their victory wasn't by their strength, but it is by God's power and God's power alone. Brothers and sisters, can you think of an Ebenezer moment in your life? A time when God stepped in, when God opened the door, when God provided healing, provided or made a way where there was no way. As I was preparing this, I was thinking about my own life, and there has been many, many Ebenezer moments in my life. From the day that I came to know the Lord, to the day that I married the love of my life, to the birth of my three children, each of those moments were an Ebenezer moment in my life. I remember particularly in 2004. I had taken a job, quit a job, a really good job, and took a job with another college. We were living in Diamond Bar at the time. And I go from commuting 10 minutes one way to work to now commuting over 2 hours one way to Santa Monica from Diamond Bar. And I was there for over a year, year and a half, and had a lot of success. And all of a sudden, I had a brain disorder that was discovered that caused a lot of pain and challenges, even speaking and moving. Yet I was still driving 2 hours a day. And the medication that was prescribed to me caused a lot of side issues. What's the word? Effects, side effects, right? Such as hallucination, inability to move. And I would be standing in an office talking to somebody. All of a sudden, I would say, guys, can you help me move me, carry me into my office? I couldn't move. Or I'm in a meeting, I'm speaking. All of a sudden, I can't speak, right? Just a lot of complications as a result of that. Long story short, I ended up having brain surgery, right? And it was a pretty major surgery. And so I was home recovering in 2004 during September, October. I was home recovering. And I remember having this conversation with Joanna, and I said, I don't think I can do this anymore. It's this commute of 2.5 hours, one way, over 4 to 5 hours a day, right? Plus I was working Saturdays. I mean, it was so intense. And we have three young children at home, and Joanna, it was just crazy, right? Praise God, we had lots of help and support, mom and my parents, and everybody was pitching in, but I just felt that I was becoming a burden to the family because of my choices. And we began to pray and says, God, I needed another job. I need to do something different. I can no longer do this commute and keep this up, the pace that I was at. A month went by, I went back to work. The first day I went back to work, I turned on my computer, I'm reading emails, and one of the very first emails that popped up was a remote job working from home that was in my area, in the same company. And I saw that, I just had teared up because I just knew that it was an answer to our prayers. And it happened to report to my same boss, who was my mentor, who had hired me years before. And it was an easy transition, which ultimately set the course for the rest of my career. That was an Ebenezer moment for me. When the doors were closing, when I felt that there was no other way, that in my desperate prayers to God, that God, I needed something, God answered in the most unexpected way. An Ebenezer moment. And that leads to the second point, is that our Ebenezer moment is a call to remember. A call to remember. The Ebenezer stone called the Israelites to remember. God knew that they will face future battles, and in this monument will remind them of his faithfulness. That he is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. I share these stories because it's a way for me to remember as well, right? Because so often we forget what God has done for us. We focus on our present moment. We forget of the faithfulness of God. In Deuteronomy 7:9, it says, "Know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love him and keep his commandments. This verse reminds us God's unwavering faithfulness in calling us to remember his promises, especially during a time of challenge or uncertainty. It encourages us not to forget and trust in his covenant and to hold on to the truth that he is the keeper of his promise. Our Ebenezer moment reminds us that the same God who helped us before is there here with us today, will help us again. The Ebenezer stone is also serves as a testimony to others. For the Israelites, the stone represents a visible testimony to future generations. When their children ask, what does this stone mean? The parents could tell them about God's deliverance. Similarly, our testimony, both spoken and lived out, can inspire others to trust in God's faithfulness. How do we apply these Ebenezer principles? There are 5 points. Number one, to identify your Ebenezer moment. It is important for us to take time to reflect on your life and to recognize the moments where God has helped you. Write them down. Celebrate them, as these experiences strengthens your faith and gives you hope. Consider key moments such as breakthroughs in your careers, restoration relationships, healing from illness, or provision during difficult times. Each of these serves as a powerful reminder that God is actively involved in our lives. So number one, take time to identify your Ebenezer moment in your life. Second, create your own Ebenezer stone. Create your own Ebenezer stone. You don't literally need stones, but you can find meaningful ways to mark God's faithfulness in your life. It could be through a journal entry that recounts God's provision, or simply a prayer of thanksgiving. Consider starting a tradition, maybe in your family or here at church. When I was doing research, one of the suggestions was, I love this, was a gratitude jar. A gratitude jar where you note your answered prayers, right? And celebrate and put it in the jar in a gathering of some kind, either as a family or as a church. We come together, we note God's answered prayers, and we put it in this jar. As a way to celebrate, to reflect on God's blessing over the past year. Number three, trust God for the journey ahead. Trust God for the journey ahead. When Samuel said, thus far the Lord has helped us, he was not merely reflecting on the past, he was also declaring confident in God's future faithfulness. The same God that has carried us through yesterday's trials will sustain us in tomorrow's uncertainties. Whatever challenges that you face today, lean on God's promises. And don't give in to oftentimes the negative voices that's in your head, and don't give in to fear. Psalm 46:1 says, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in time of trouble. Let me say that again. God is our refuge and strength, and an ever-present help in time of trouble. So trust God for the journey ahead and trust that he will continue to be your help in every situation. Number four is share your Ebenezer moment. Share your Ebenezer moment. This is about sharing your testimony, not only strengthen your own faith, but also serves as a message of hope for others. Remembering how God has been your help can inspire others to walk through their own struggles and to trust in God's faithfulness. Be very intentional, right, about creating these opportunities to share your story, whether in small groups, with families and friends, or even on social media. Your words and experiences could be the encouragement that someone else needed to hold on and to trust God's provision and his guidance. Number five is that connect Ebenezer, particularly during this time of the season, connect Ebenezer to the Christmas season. To the Christmas season. As we all celebrate Christmas, we are reminded that the birth of Jesus, God's gift to humanity, it is the ultimate Ebenezer moment. It stands as a testimony to God's faithfulness, fulfilling his promise to send a Savior into the world. The prophet Isaiah prophesies this moment in Isaiah chapter 7, verses 14. And he says, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. A virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel." The name Emmanuel means God with us. That in Jesus, God chose to dwell among his people. To bridge the divide caused by sin and to reconcile humanity to himself. That through the coming of Jesus, the birth of Jesus, he brought the gift of salvation and the promise of eternal hope to all mankind. That is the ultimate Ebenezer moment. So this Christmas season, take time to set up an Ebenezer moment within your family or here at church. It would be so awesome for us to gather to just share testimony of God's faithfulness over this past year, that we can recount specific instances where his presence brought help and hope during difficult times. Just as the birth of Christ marked a turning point for the world, let this season be a time of gratitude and renewal faith in God's continuing work in each and every one of our lives. As we reflect on the concept of the Ebenezer stone, the marking of God's faithfulness and help in our lives, I would like to invite you to take a moment for personal reflection. Throughout your life, has there been times when God stepped in? Has there been time in your life where God guided you, provided for you, sustained you in ways that left no doubt of his presence? These moments are your Ebenezer stone, markers of his faithfulness in your life. Right now, there's a little card on your chair. This is my five. I encourage you to think about five specific incidences in your life where you have experienced God's help. These could be time when he answered a prayer, gave you strength in a difficult situation, opened a door that you thought was closed, or brought healing and peace during a storm. In moments, I'm going to ask you to write those down. Let these be your personal stone of help. A reminder of God has carried you thus far. As you look back on these moments, let them inspire gratitude for his faithfulness in the past and renew confidence in the future. Joanna's got some pens here, pencils. If you need it, just raise your hand. She'll come and get those to you. We can pass those down. We're going to do this in a second. Joanna, can you help? In a second, once you have written them down, consider how you then use these Ebenezer moments as a testimony to encourage someone else. Think of the people in your life, your children, your friends, or your people in your community who might one day look at your marker. They look at that piece of paper and that rock, maybe that's on your desk, on your mantle, that's sitting somewhere, and they say, "What is that?" That you'll be able to tell them of God's faithfulness and inspire them to trust in him. Let's take a moment to do that. In personal quiet and reflection. Let's pray. Lord, we come before you and thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for every Ebenezer moment in our lives. Those times when you stepped in and made a way when there was no way. Lord, help us to remember your goodness and trust you for the journey ahead. May our lives be living testimony of your faithfulness. In Jesus' name.